The goal, discover the beauty within.
Ish. Next customer.
These views keep draining me.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hello there. I am well. Hey. Just about to give you the remainder of my salary.
Mandy?
Wait. I just got a cashback from Stanbic.
Really?
I thought I was finished.
Must be nice having a bank that pays your bills.
Mandy?
Switch your salary account today. Visit your nearest Stanbic branch or call 8200 for details. Terms and conditions apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
What if your networks could think small?
It is 18 hours. Time for your news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. SEC nabs three Ministry of Fisheries officials in 8.8 million kwacha slim scandal. Ex-state advocate sues NPA over alleged wrongful dismissal. And in global news, suspected Ebola cases near 1,000 in DR Congo with at least 220 deaths. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged three officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock in connection with alleged corruption involving more than 8.8 million kwacha linked to the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project SLIMP loan. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, said the arrests are part of ongoing investigations into the alleged misappropriation of part of the $10 million US dollars meant for the SLIMP project. Ms. Chisanga has named one of the suspects as Grace Lungu, 47, a principal livestock production officer of Lilai area in Lusaka, who has been charged with 16 counts of fraudulent false accounting contrary to Section 326, subsection A and B of the Penal Code. She has said in a statement that the charges relate to false impressed retirements amounting to 750,320 kwacha, where Ms. Lungu allegedly indicated that funds received from the SLIMP account had been utilized for intended purposes when in fact not. Ms. Chilufya adds that Ms. Lungu has further been charged with two counts of possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime involving a residential property in Chipata district valued at 800,000 kwacha and a government bond worth 300,000 kwacha. Meanwhile, Ms. Chisanga said Trohib Hanyimbo, 42, a senior livestock production officer of Livala South in Lusaka, has been charged with one count of corrupt acquisition of public property and revenue, while Mr. Kavemba Mwavilwa has been charged with one count of abuse of authority of office for allegedly facilitating the employment of Grace Chundama as a SLIMP monitoring and evaluation specialist without approval from the ministry's controlling officer, the permanent secretary. She said the total number of officers arrested in connection with the matter has now risen to 12. An ex-state advocate, Chimbe Kasakala, has sued the National Prosecution Authority, NPA, in the Lusaka High Court, seeking damages for alleged unfair and wrongful dismissal. Mr. Sakala alleges that the NPA initially charged him with absence from work but later proceeded to discipline him for insubordination without according to him a formal hearing on the second allegation. According to court documents, Mr. Sakala contends that while his appeal was still pending, he was transferred from Lusaka to Mansa before eventually being dismissed from employment on grounds of absenteeism. He argues that the transfers and disciplinary measures were irregular and in violation of the NPA Disciplinary Code, the Employment Code Act, and Cabinet Office circulars governing transfers involving spouses in the public service. Mr. Sakala further claims that he was removed from the payroll before his pension benefits were processed, despite attaining retirement age in 2023, a situation he says resulted in loss of income, benefits, mental anguish and emotional distress. In his claim before the court, Mr. Sakala is seeking payment of salary arrears, accrued leave days, notice pay and other benefits. He is also asking the court to declare that he was unfairly dismissed, deem him retired from the date of discharge and order that he be reinstated on the payroll pending the settlement of his pension dues. The Department of Immigration has removed 134 illegal immigrants from the country and apprehended 170 suspected illegal immigrants in operations conducted across Zambia between 22nd and 27th May 2026. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka said among those removed were 28 Ethiopian nationals and one Somali national who were deported through Kenneth Kaunda International Airport after paying court-imposed fines for offences related to illegal entry and unlawful stay in Zambia. Mr. Nshinka explained that the department also removed 14 male Peruvian nationals formerly employed by SKT Global Mining and Services Limited after their employment contracts were terminated, rendering their employment permits invalid. He further disclosed that among the 170 suspected illegal immigrants apprehended during the period were 33 people picked up in a Lusaka Regional Immigration Office operation conducted on 25th May 2026. Mr. Nshinka says those apprehended included 19 Burundians, 9 Congolese, and 3 Tanzanians and 2 Rwandese.
In a separate development, the department refused 31 foreign nationals entry into the country at various ports of entry during the same period. The majority were Burundian nationals refused entry at Zombe border control in Northern Province due to inconsistencies in the particulars provided regarding their purported hosts in Zambia. Additionally, the department assisted in securing 40 immigration-related convictions across the country during the same period. The Department of Immigration wishes to reaffirm its commitment to ensuring that all persons entering and staying in Zambia comply with the country's immigration laws. We further urge members of the public to continue reporting suspected cases of illegal immigration and related offences.
Mopani Copper Mines has launched the STEM Body 360 Catalyzer program aimed at promoting and encouraging the girl child to take up science, technology and engineering and mathematics as STEM subjects in school with the hope of pursuing careers in the fields in future. The mining firm has also committed $81,879 towards the program, which will support girls' menstrual health and hygiene needs through the provision of sanitary pads in Mufulira and Kitwe districts. Speaking during the launch in Kitwe this morning, Zambia's first female civil engineer, Lucy Kasanga, stressed the importance of industrializing the country through STEM education, saying STEM is creating opportunities for anyone to reach the highest level through innovation, technology and skills development.
You can imagine what to industrialize this country needs paying subjects. Education, I'm glad you're here. You are key to changing. I know not every school has laboratory to make the science practical and experiential as much as you want to. But that's the only way that's going to industrialize and keep the 50 plus population in this country. So we women, let's get the support we need. We are not going to forget the boy child. because we need them as well.